USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, killing three people in an attack the Saudi government quickly condemned and that United States officials were investigating for possible links to terrorism. The assault, which ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker, was the second fatal shooting at a Navy base this week. 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. One of the deputies was shot in the arm and the other in the knee, both expected to recover. The shooter was a member of the Saudi military who was in aviation training at the base, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related. He tweeted his condolences to the families of the victims and noted he had received a phone call from Saudi King Salman. He said the king told him the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The president is challenging Congress on his potential impeachment. With that story, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing," explanation point.
Two North Carolina towns have canceled their Christmas parades due to fears of unspecified threats of violence from groups who plan to protest the inclusion of Confederate groups. Wake Forest said in a statement that its downtown board of directors voted to cancel this year's parade due to the potential for violence. The neighboring city of Garner canceled its own parade a week earlier, citing concerns the event could be targeted for disruption. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
United States Representative Duncan Hunter from California announced that he plans to resign from Congress shortly after the holidays, just days after admitting to misusing campaign funds. Hunter pled guilty in federal court Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds after prosecutors said he and his wife Margaret converted and stole more than $250,000 in funds. The announcement came one day after the House Ethics Committee warned him that he should, quote, refrain from voting, end of quote, on the House floor following his plea. The president was at a White House roundtable on small business and red tape reduction today, and he told reporters that they're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, including low-flow toilets, saying people are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once, and they end up using so much more water. The president also talked about the effect of newer light bulbs.
They got rid of the light bulb that people got used to. The new bulb is many times more expensive. And I hate to say it, it doesn't make you look as good. Of course, being a vain person, that's very important to me. It gives you an orange look. I don't want an orange look. Has anyone noticed that? So we'll have to change those bulbs at least a couple of rooms where I am in the White House.
The administration announced in September it was rolling back requirements for high-energy light bulbs to save money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.